The NOAA research vessel Oscar Dyson recently returned from the Bering Sea pollock biomass survey. Starting in Bristol Bay and moving west into Russian waters, scientists used acoustic equipment to determine the location of the pollock. Program manager Chris Wilson says most of the fish are in the northwest part of the Bering Sea, near the Russian-American border.
Compared to recent years, it's pretty similar. Again, we saw a lot of 2-year-olds this year. We saw a lot of 1-year-olds when we did it last year, which indicate that the 2006 year class is still, you know, reasonably strong out there.
Wilson says the distribution of the pollock also seems affected by the unusually cold water.
There's a cold pool in the Bering Sea, you know, this area of relatively cold water, and pollock typically the adult pollock generally seem to avoid that area. And so when that cold pool enlarges and extends over a greater part of the Bering Sea, well, that basically moves fish to warmer areas. And so that'll affect their distribution.
During this year's survey, they also tested out a new piece of multi-beam acoustic equipment. The instrument is one of only 3 in the world and helps understand the schooling of different organisms.
That sort of information will allow us to better understand what sorts of things cause, in this case, pollock to form schools as they do, when they do. Can we use potentially some of these schooling characteristics of different species to help us identify those animals just using acoustics, as opposed to having to use also trawls and whatnot to confirm what we're seeing acoustically?
However, Wilson says the tool is so new, the scientists are still trying to figure out what it can tell them about pollock, its life history, and the responses to different situations. The research crews also studied the distribution of krill, one of the pollock's prey species, and looked at how pollock react differently to different research vessels. Official data from the survey should be released in September. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.